Mr. Charles Smith, SMITHCHARLES, 410-74. Today's 5/28/24. Just complaint, left calf pain. Patient is a 50-year-old gentleman who today, while he was playing with his 15-year-old daughter, pulled a muscle in his calf. He felt a popping sound. He's concerned about a blood clot and wants to be checked, period. New paragraph. Patient's past medical problems, hyperlipidemia, surgery, non-medications, non-allergen, non-COVID immunization, non-social, and doesn't smoke. He works on elevators. He has 2 children. He drinks very little. Family history, coronary artery disease, heart attack, Agent Orange exposure in his father. Mom's doing fine. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. He weighs 204 pounds, up 3 pounds from earlier this year, 97%, 98.3, 18, 81, 140 over 84. Heart positive, swamp positive, still lungs to clear. Abdomen soft, mixed with JVD, skin shows no ash. There's slight tenderness over the calf region. There's no redness. There's no heat. Ultrasound of the calf shows normal vascular and venous flow. No evidence of DVT. Assessment, calf pain number 2. The popping sound in the calf may have been micro tear of his muscles. Next number, if he's not improved in the next 24 hours, we're going to send him for MRI to rule out ruptured tendon. Next number, on exam, there's no evidence of ruptured tendon. Next number, no evidence of DVT. Next number, excellent blood flow. Next number, no hematoma. Next number, moist heat. Next number, Toradol 60 milligram IM. Next number, avoid stepping on it or stretching it tonight. Next number, Robaxin 750, 2 tablets, TID for 7 days. Next number, if any other changes or problems noted, he'll call us. Next number, MRI is needed to see evidence of ruptured tendon. If it's not improving, 24 hours, we'll proceed with that, and he'll let me know about that. Thank you.